Already you've impressed the guy who was the go-to guy last year. How's that? When you hear positive comments from your new teammates, it's got to make you feel pretty good.
It definitely makes me feel good. But at the end of the day, I know I still got a lot of work that I got to put in. It's early, and it's OTAs right now. I'd be lying to you if I told you that, I know the playbook. So my head is still out here swimming a little bit. But I tell you what, I'm happy and excited to be a Denver Bronco.
Who do you lean on after last year and the year before, really, with Peyton here, DT and Decker? And they all talked about this chemistry takes time. I mean, we've all been in this league a long time, but it chemistry between a receiver and a quarterback takes a lot of time. Why is that?
Because if this game was easy, anybody can do it. But the good thing is about chemistry is that Peyton understands that. I understand that. So after every single OTA practice, you'll see me and Peyton out there just trying to work on chemistry, work on plays and things of that sort. So if you put the work in, I feel like the goal will be achieved. And that goal is to, complete every single pass that's thrown, to me. So right now we're putting the work in, and hopefully it all pays off.
Who have you been leaning on the most? Is it Peyton? Do you talk to DT a lot, Walker?
Really, I've been leaning on everybody. We got a great nucleus of guys here that are willing to put their hands in the pile to help us win a championship. So I've really been leaning on everyone.
Emmanuel, yesterday DT said you're too quick and too fast. What's it been like being on the field with him?
It's been fun. Me and Demarius compliment each other. Not saying that me and Antonio Brown didn't compliment each other, but I feel like we're too much of the same. DT is a big receiver, big physical receiver, and I'm a smaller, quick, faster receiver that can stretch the field. So it definitely gives our offensive coordinator ability to go with matchups, and I think Peyton likes that a lot better also.
With so many great receivers last year, I was constantly asked how you can spread it around. Because Peyton was able to do such a good job spreading around, is that another reason you were excited to come? You knew.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, anytime you get an opportunity to play with Peyton Manning, you got to capitalize on that. The numbers were right. The numbers were perfect for me, good enough for me, because I'm a guy that don't want too much. And to have the opportunity to not only play with Ben Roethlisberger, who I think will be a first ballot Hall of Famer, but now to come into a passing system with one of the greatest, if not the greatest, quarterback to ever play that position is definitely a blessing.
How can you learn from another smaller, quicker receiver like Wes Welker?
Wes's been in the National Football League a long time, and he's been fortunate enough to play in a passing system. So his knowledge of the game is really up there, with anybody. I'll put it against anyone. So, I just try to get under his wing and try to see what he's thinking from a mental standpoint. And so far, it's been paying off.
How Vote has been? I know it's early, but what have you really taken away from it so far?
Well, I tell you what, the playbook is definitely a lot harder than any playbook that I've ever been a part of, because they do a great job of moving guys around, and that's what I want to be a part of. But I'm excited. Today I was running around telling the guys, look, like, we're fortunate. This is a blessing to be in the National Football League. Like, I walked up to every single guy and was like, yo, can you believe that we're in the National Football League? Like, take advantage of every moment. Someday we're going to be telling our kids that we're playing in the National Football League. We played in the National Football League, and that's a blessing. So I'm just out here enjoying it, and I'm loving the environment that I'm in, and I'm also in a passing attack, something that I wanted to be in when I entered the National Football League.
You hear rookies say that, but why is it so special for you all?
In terms of?
To just walk around realizing the opportunity and where you are. I mean, a lot of people.
Well, when I first came into the National Football League, of course, we went to the Super Bowl. I ended up losing the Super Bowl, ended up breaking my foot, and then I ended up having 2 foot surgery. So I set out for probably about a year and a half. I played still, but I wasn't back 100%. I missed out on practice, and I never remember those moments. I was sitting on the sideline questioning myself, will I ever run again? Because it felt like I would never run again with 2 foot surgery. So, the moment that, right now, I feel like I'm just now coming back to my own of not having to worry about when I cut on a dime, do I have to worry about my feet or will they break on me and things of that sort. So, I have an appreciation for this game now, that everything that I've been through with my feet. So that's the reason why I was running around telling guys, like, just enjoy the moment.
100 days away, does it feel like it's a long way away?
Hey, I'm going to take my time. I still got a long ways to go with this playbook. But when it comes, I feel like I'll be ready.
Can you get the feel for what it would be like to be in space in this offense?
Yeah, that's the good thing is I like to catch the ball and have an opportunity to make someone miss. And this system definitely plays to my strengths. And that's why I'm also excited to be here.
How frustrating was it? lose the Super Bowl and not really be able to do anything about it?
Yeah, it definitely was frustrating. It's definitely was frustrating breaking your foot also. But, you know, God puts you through certain things so you can come back a lot stronger, and I definitely came back stronger from it. I'm looking forward to getting there again and winning it this summer.
How important is it to have at least some balance with a running attack? You come from an offense that was geared more toward running, but in this attack to still have the threat of being able to run the ball, especially as the season gets started.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely important to have a balanced attack because teams will start scheming on you in terms of if you're throwing the football too much. And I wouldn't say that we're going to have a balanced attack because we throw the football, of course, but if we can have some success running the football, it's going to be harder to stop the pass. And, I think that's what our offensive coordinator is scheming towards and planning towards. So hopefully we have a successful run game, which will be scary if we can have another 1,000-yard back again.
What are your early impressions of Monte?
I'm sorry?
What are your early impressions of Monte?
I think Monte works extremely hard. I see him in the weight room. He's working hard. He's one of those guys that don't really say too much. But you can always see him, working hard out on the field. He's been running the ball really well. I think it's kind of hard to distinguish, what kind of back he is, because I never played with him before until the pads come on. But, I think he's a hard worker, and I think he'll have a productive year for us.